Sometimes I'm so full of shit, I can't believe my eyes aren't brown.
What am I doing here, eating a succulent Chinese meal being served to me by robots? Well, just like anything involving me, there's a story.
What am I talking about? Well, I'm two episodes in. This is my second episode of my podcast. I was going to have a deep, meaningful, sort of introspective look at the idea of writing from the inside out. And in doing so, I was going to do something that was maybe beyond my capability as a photo, video, sound editor. I was going to film and record this episode in my car while I drove to WonderCon. Now, I think, first of all, what we have to get into a little bit here is, what is writing from the inside out, and why did I choose to do it that way? There's a couple of ways that a plot can move. You can be just a plot-driven story or a character-driven story. When you're writing from the outside in, just picture that you have a character. They are walking down a hallway, approaching a door, and they're going to open the door. When it's plot-driven, when it's outside in, the reason for opening the door is because the story can't continue until the door opens. From the inside out, what you're learning is backstory of the character that you learned along the way, motivations, why they're there, and maybe why the door and the opening of that door is important to them. Simple. I'm done. I've explained it, but what did I try to do? I tried to set it up so that I was going to record this while I was driving to WonderCon along Highway 5 in California, which, if you've been on it, is something, it's not desolate anymore because it looks like a super highway with all the people driving on it, but it's a stretch of nowhere. And I got the idea of, I was going to do a fancy voiceover, and I was going to, you know, talk about my motivation. Why was I going to WonderCon? Why was I doing this thing? Why was I there? Why was I making that trip? And it was all going to be set against while I'm driving. And it's going to have B-roll, because this is on video as well, B-roll of just the road and just going by me at a high speed, which all sounds pretty good, except I was by myself. And yeah, Kevin, I hope you enjoyed Europe. Well, my kid, of course he enjoyed Europe, right? Fucking Europe. Who wouldn't want to go to Europe instead of going to WonderCon? Anyways, I set up a little, I had a thing that was with a suction cup that would hold my phone and camera on it. You got a little remote control thing to turn the camera on and off. I set up my lav mic and started going down, started doing my voiceover, doing all that type of thing. Camera kept falling over. And it wouldn't stay, so then I wedged it into the dashboard and tried to do it that way. And then I stopped what I was doing, and then I was holding it with one hand and getting pictures of the roadside that was going on and on and on. And I was doing all that type of that stuff and working from a script that I kind of wrote that I couldn't really look at or see because, again, I'm driving, and didn't think to maybe just do the whole thing as a voiceover in my hotel room, which I should have, which I'll get to in a second. I ended up with just the most pretentious garbage, the type of thing that I'm critical of in other people's writing when they're more in love with their words than they are with their story. And at the end of it, I realized, oh, this is not working out the way I thought. When I got back to my hotel room, I realized that almost half of the video I shot had no audio, that the lav mic had cut out somewhere along the way. And of course, I wasn't able to check it because I was driving by myself. And I still tried to salvage it. I sat down, I was trying to edit it. I kind of figure something out. And maybe I can turn this into like 90 seconds of something. And then I realized this was just a mistake. And it was time to move on. So that's the lesson learned here. And that's why I'm in a Chinese restaurant eating a succulent Chinese meal. Because sometimes in life, and creatively speaking, we're real good, thank you. Creatively speaking, that you need to learn when to take the L and just move on. And here I am, episode 2, and I'm moving on.
The miscues continued into making this corrected video, because while I was eating lunch, I decided I'd sit next to the window thinking it might be lit better. And instead, I was washed out and paler than normal. So everything now is in black and white.
So there you have it. Was I being arrogant? Last time I talked about being arrogant. Thank you. Last time I talked about being arrogant and you, how you needed it. And sometimes when you're arrogant, you get yourself into trouble. That's when you need to have self-awareness. And that's when you need to have, that's where humility kicks in. When you have to realize that not all your ideas are great just because you thought of them. So again, at least I had Chinese meal that was served to me by a robot. Not this one. Anyways, my name is Dan Votto. And this has been My 5 Minutes.
You want to hear more from me, but you don't want to wait until next week? Go listen to The Unexpected Mentor, my other podcast. You can go find information on that at unexpectedmentor.com. Come back next week, and I'm going to tell you a story from Comic-Con.